Daf Samach Tesam at Beis. Let us see the Taisvus in. Oigel Zuza Bepshiti Mekabel Hoya Olav Achayis Onsim Ahochi Salke Daitach Deshoi. We had mentioned yesterday the Ran, and since all the Rishainim Eskan Rashi, what was the Havamina of Rav Chome? He made Halvos Peribis, and the Moigir Zuzi, he rented out Zuzi Bipshite, and Rashi says that Beloshin Schiris, Veloi Beloshin Halvo. The Rishonim do not disagree with Rashi. It's what the Chilek Watloshin one says. To still be an Isaribis. So therefore, Taisvus makes a different akimte. Mekabel hoya olav achayis onsim lahochi salke daitoch deshori. The Rivosh in Simen Shin Ches and Shin Hei says Pshatn Taisvus Shoyer Avchome Mekabel Achayis Amois Im Nensu Koidem Shoheitziyam Haloid. That means like this, every halvo, the gather of avos, I give someone money, so Milvoleitzonitnu, so he's Chayiv Ba'onsim. That is the characteristic of halvo. Here, Rav Chome wanted to find a heter that it should have dinei schiris and shouldn't have a shem halvo. So he made two tenoyim that it should be similar to schiris. One tenoy was that before the loive uses the money, he's not chayav bonsim. So that means basher usham. He's only chayav b'gneiva v'aveide, not ba'onsim. So he has dinei schiris. That means you have my money now, but you're not chayav ba'onsim. So be einis, I'll suffer from it. The masker will suffer. Number one. V'gam, and number two, amir dikechidish, acher shahitziyam, after he borrowed the money, he spent the money, im nensu kol nichsei haloive, amur dikazach, that if the leiva lost all his money, the leiva lost his money, she yapota milashalom, so yapota to pay. Va'afim yachsa v'yasha, if he'll become an oisha later, he'll be potter. So Rav Chome did two dreidlach to give it the tzura of schiris. That means aloive is chayev b'chayis. Period. As soon as he gets it, he's chayev b'chayis. Emildevis and isaribis. Here he gave it the characteristics of schiris. Number one, before you use the money, you're asaycha on the money. That means you're not chayav onsim. You, the money, before you spend the money, it is not milva loitzonit, no, it's when you'll be mighty, then it's kozman, so you have my money now, and you didn't borrow it as yet, so you chayav b'gneiva v'aveide, not ba'onsim. And later, after you borrowed it, if you won't have any money to pay, then you also potter to pay. Just like a seicher is potter appointed. So here, if you're an onus that you can't pay the alvor, so you also be potter. So Rav Chome held because of these two differences, it has a shame spheres. That is shitas hatoisus, and that's how the Rivosh learns Pshat and Taisus. And the Gemara says that you cannot compare mit alle dreidlich, you cannot compare this to a mora. Mora hodra be'einei v'yediya pichsei. So, the Gemara says two things. Number one, a mora, you return the mora. So, memela, so you're not chayev ba'onsin. Here, this is money is chayev ba'onsin. That means, after he's moitzi, he's chayev ba'onsin, he has money to pay. And then, v'yediya pichsei, v'oid sheniker pgomoi, shehu nivgam im iskalkul machmas malochim. That means the shimush of a mora brings with it tear and wear. So memele, so therefore, one can get schiris for this shimush. Zuzi lehodre beinayu. Number one, zuzi lehodre beinayu, that means he doesn't return back the money he borrowed, shrei metzia, olafika chachayusno, psis chay vachayis, uschoran ribis, ava bishama beloshen schiris, this is the loshen of Rashi. Void, inami mahadalu beinayu, afilu is mahadalu beinayu, lo yediya pichsayu, nimtza schoram bechinam vahavi ribis. And we had mentioned yesterday, the Ritva says Pshat and Rashi, that afilu, he borrowed it not to spend. He borrowed it lehisrois. We'll see, he borrowed it, he's borrowing money that he should have, he's going into the banking business, and so he wants to put in all the open cabinets, he wants to put thousands of coins there that people should think that he's Laila Laila. So Mamela, it was, he rented it Lehisrois for a month. He's paying him schiras, and afterwards he'll give it back to him. So he also not allowed to take money because there's no pkam. Amir dike chidish. Which is Shitas Rashi, that means if you took something, the only legitimate reason a Seicha is permitted to take money is because by Yenim's usage of his Hefet is wear and tear. So therefore I can take money. But if I will to rent someone money, and he's going to give me back the same money after a month, and there was no wear and tear, so Rashi says, if I give back the money and I pay extra, that's called ribis, even though it wasn't eaten late. So, and I'm going to give you back the same money. Kach perish pekuntras. Vekosha leperusha. So according to Rashi, it comes out, Amir de Kechidish. Im kein ho yoosa lahaske lechaveroi ktolo. So come on, I want to rent someone a choker, a necklace, a koishel zov, a ring. V'she'ein by pgam. These things, there's no pgam. By using it, there's no pgam. So the more says, "Amila kivin shenena more." So something that's not pgam, that then mila is. I feel that you want poigim. Keitzad, kotlo, betzavor, betabas, biyoda, beshasa, bekeishel, zov, kimichin, and no more. Akaponim, so the Gemara says that these things, there's no pagam on them, and therefore, in Hilchas Me'ile, if there was ano, yechayev, a little without a pagam. Fine. But Akaponim, you see from the Gemara, that the shimush of these kalim does not bring with itself a pagam. So it will come out, you can't rent such a thing, you can't rent a kaishosov, you can't rent a tabas. And what's the kasha? Maisim b'chol yoyim, that's the kasha. The kasha is, you do rent. People do rent such things. That's kasha number one. No, Rashi holds its ribis. Oy, then Taisra says the behed yetanya betisefte maske odom ma'oisov eitzel shulchani lehisrois enough of tisefte. A person can grant money to a banker, least rois bem, this inyan taka, to show that he has a lot of money, uli slamit behem, or he'll learn the tricks of the trade, and they'll learn to be a maven, a matbeis, there's no pagam, and it says you're allowed to rent a person, Moiso. So you see clearly, there's no ribbis. So we have Akash and Rashi. And Rashi said this pshat in the Gemara, because the Gemara says two reasons. Number one, by Amora there's no ribbis because Hodra Be'ene. That's number one. So there's no Chiyavachais, there's no ribbis. In Afilu here it also be Hodra Be'ene, but since it's Lo Yediyah Pitzei, it's also. So that's how the Ritva learned Pshat. The Gemara is saying a second Chiddush. Afilu something that's Hodra Be'ene, if there's no Pshas, there's an Issa to take money for it. And Taisva says, you're allowed to be maske of money. L'Islamed, L'Shois. V'rivan le'goras v'yediyah pichsei. So the Rivan was meicha this shtickle from the Gemara, because if you lo yediyah pichsei, you also allowed to take money. When the yediyah pichsei means that the only reason I am more, you're allowed to take money, because we yediyah pichsei, we know the chason, but if you rent something without a chason, you're not allowed to take money. So the Rebbe was meichik this. V'nire de garsin alay, v'hachi perusha. More eine milve. That means, Rav Chome built from schiris more, just like when you lent out a more, you lent out a hoe, you're allowed to take money for the rental, so who are then you're allowed to rent money? Bahi Pirusha, Mora Aine Milve. I am more you're allowed to rent a Mora, because it's not a Milve. Kilay Nitna Loitzo, Laharzer Acheres, Elotzoich Laharzer Beinel, Maschar Aine Milve. That's the first hand. That Mora is Hodra Beine. So you're giving back, there's no Chibonsim, there's no so Fakelte. He gives back the same thing. There's no achayis on the seicha. So therefore, vaschar ein ischar mil. Fine. That's the first chil. Ve'inam yoya noisein hamora lohoitzi. Velaseis heimenu kol cheftzoi uleshalem acheres. Now the Gemara wants to say a chiddush. What if he gave him a more, and he told him the work he has to do. So he told him, it's very possible you'll do this work, the whole more will get ruined. That means the work you have to do, the whole more will get ruined. So give me a different more. So we have here a case that he rented him a more, with a understanding, if it gets used up, you can give me back a different mode. Now, can you take schiras in such a case? Now, this already is similar to halvo. That means he's giving back a different mode. He's chayiv bonsin. So, what will be the din over here? V'inami hoyenoisein ha-mora lohitzi. The last says, peymenu kol heftzoi. You could use it up, kol heftzoi, or shalem acheres. Afo pikein muta litoscha. Vein lilmoit heter misham. So that means, a fillul you'll have such a schirus that the soicha has the right to use up the keli and give back a different keli. Vafal pikin, there's a heter to take money. You can't learn from that by moist could also do the same thing. You give back different money and you can take schirs. Vein lil mait heter misham ligure zuz. Why? De bemore haschiris eine bavur halvo sheyesh leivishus leitzio. By amore, the schiris is not for eine bavur halvo sheyesh leivishus leitzio. Ela noisen haschiris avur hapchas shetipoches al yedei meloche im yarze hasoicha ve'eine. Avu zuzi der Rav Chome oyim milve lezoich itzoi ischire loy veloy bishvil kabolas shum pras. Now let us try to explain Taisvis. So Taisvis is saying like this. If you'll have a case of a schiris moro, and the maskir gave the seicher two alternatives. If you want, you can use up the moro and completely destroy it and give me back a different moro. If you don't want, you can give me back the same moro. You have the choice what to do in such a case. So Taisvah says, since the Seicha has the right to return the Mora, that means he gave it to. If you want, you can use it up and give me a different Mora. If you want, you can turn the same Mora. That means the Tanai Haschiris was that the Seicha has two alternatives. He can give him back a different Mora and give him back the same Mora. Now, if he gives them back the same mora, we can readily understand why he's getting serious, because this pras. So the Gemara is saying, so such a tenai, even though there's one tzad, there's one efshores, that there won't be pras, that means, if you want, you can use up the more, give me a different more. And in that Avshoris, there won't be any pras. But there's another alternative. If you want, you can return to me the more. So I can get Schiris because you have the option and you have the right to return it to me and there will be pras. So Mamela, I can take schiris. We'll come back to this in a minute. But by money, all the alternatives, there's no reason to take money. That means, if you'll be moitzi it, and you'll give me different money. Nope. So what reason do I have to take money for that? That's ribbis. You give me different money. And if you'll return the same money, I also don't have a reason to take money for it because there's no pchas. So here, that's why here there's no heter. But al kaponim, we have a merdike taisvis. We have to understand the lumdus of taisvis, and perhaps we'll just remain. The Beis Aaron mentions it. The Beis Aaron says like this. He says, it's very good. The Seicha had two alternatives. So if the Seicha went and gave back the Mora, and he's paying Schiris, we understand this perfectly. But he says, but how do we understand if he doesn't give back the same mora, he gives back a new mora, and he's still paying schira, because he could have done the other way, fine. But for what reason are you taking money if Lamai said there was no pchas? There could have been a pchas, but Lamai said there was no pchas. This is a hore, the Beis Aharon asks, I think the Avnei Nezer seems to ask this kasha, Al Kaponim will remain with the kasha, but this is how Tosfos says pshat in the Gemara. We'll go further. Omar Rove, Shari Rei Le'inish, Lameima Leila Chavrei, Heilech Dalet Zuzi. Reuben comes over to Shimon, and he gives Shimon Dalet Zuzi, for Zuzi, for Oisvei Leplanye Zuzi, and you should lend to Plani Zuzi, a lot of money. And that's the Maisa. So that means Reuben is giving money to Shimon that Shimon should lend Levi money. Lay osra teire el ribis abo milayve lemalve. The whole altit lechere, perhaps we can say a posik, altikach meyitay neshech vetarbis, it seems that the iser is milayve lemalve is also. Here, the money that the Malva is getting is not from the Loiva, it's from someone else. Someone else is giving money to the Malva to lend a third person money. He's giving him ribbis. But since the ribbis is being given not from the Loiva, no, the ribbis is being given from someone else, like also teire ribbis elami Loiva la Malva. That's the Chiddush of Rav. Now, there's a Machloikis HaRishonim. This is Meiridik. This is real Meiridik that we have now a Pesazoya, a very fine way of the Malva's getting Ribbis, the Loiva's getting the Halvo, and Shalom Al Yisrael. That'll be the din. Let's make it more interesting. The Leiva will go over to Reuven. The Leiva is Levi. He goes over to Reuven. Listen there. Do me a favor. Go. And then give money to Shimon. You're my friend. Give money to Shimon. And he should lend me $100. So the Machlekes HaRishayna. The Rosh, the Raivet say, it's Dirik Shluchai. Such a thing already. So it's also considered Mileiva Lamalva because Reuven is a shliach of the Leiva. The Leiva came over to him and told him to lend money. And the Ramban is chaylik. He says, what's the difference if Levi was mefayis Reuven to do this? He's a shliach. The shaila is the isa ribis is miloiva lemalva. The malva is not permitted to take the loiva's money for alva. But if the money is from someone else, so it's muta. The chol, yeah, that's what the Ramban says. I had a shtikel ha'oreh, we mentioned yesterday, the Ramban and Parshas Mishpotim explains the Isser of Ribbis, Tiye halvo elof chesed, that halvo should be a chesed, loitzitel mimenu te'eles kovid v'loi te'eles momen, that's how the Ramban says the Issa Ribbis is because the Torah wanted that a Yid should do chesed with someone else, he shouldn't derive any benefit from it. So L'chayre, if the vote is that the Torah wanted a pure chesed, so we have to understand, so it's very Xeis HaKosav thing. So what's the difference if the Malva is getting the money from Levi, or is getting the money from Reuven, but he's not doing it. He's not doing it l'shem chesed. He's doing it l'tielus. The only reason he's lending the money is because he's getting ribbish. So you have to understand how this stems with the Ramban l'shitosai. And there's a pischei tshuve that brings a mishlo melech and a shara melech. Another chiddush. Levi, like this, everything is done. Shimon, the Malve, handles with Reuven, which is a strange person. He lends the money to Levi. So, between the Levi and the Malve, there's no ribbis. The Reuven gives him ribbis. The Mishlmar says, according to the Ramban, what'll be the din if Levi comes over to Shimon? Tell Shimon, please lend me money, Shimon says. Lend money? What do you mean? In the bank I get 5% interest, I shall lend you money. He says, listen, you lend me money, and Reuven will give you money for me. But he's the whole Shatran. The Levi himself comes over to the Malve and requests a halva from the Malve, and he tells him, Reuven will give you the money. So it's also muta. It's also muta according to the Rabbah. Because the Issa Ribbis is Milayva La Malva. He's not getting the Leiva's money. He's getting the Malva's money. Later the Malva come to the Leiva and want the money. That's another parasha. We're not talking about that. That is awesome. But Al Kaponim, if the Leiva, if this money is from another source, so there's no Issa. Zok te gemara weiter, noch ade. Va oma rove, shori leile inish, so the first case was, the leiva wasn't paying any money for the halva. The money that was being paid for the halva was from someone else, and that's mutter. Now rove said, perhaps a bigger chiddush. Shari leile inish lemeima leile chavre. Here the leive is paying the money. Shari leile inish lemeima leile chavre. Shkiloch arbe zuzi. Va'oma leile ploini lois von zuzi. That the leive is paying someone, is giving him money, and for this money, the mishtadl by the malva, he should make a lend me alva. My time, schara mirika shokel. The money he's giving him is not ribbis. Even though he's being misaviv the halva, but the money is not considered that the loiv is giving money for the halva. He's giving money to a shtadlan, to mishtadl, there should be halva. So the money that he is giving is schara mirika. I'm giving you money that you should be mefayis to malva to lend me money. Ki ho da abe malva reida rav pope. Avur shokel ugne dekire mikiroi. Abe, the son of rav pope, avur shokel ugne dekire mikiroi. It seems the people who made wax gave him chalas of wax. They gave him the wax for a reason, that you take the wax and be mishtadl by your father, he shall lend us money. Va'omalei lavua osvinu zuzi, lend the money. That means that, so they gave wax to the son of Rapope, and the son of Rapope convinced his father to lend the money. Omrulei rabbonam la Rapope, Ochel breide ma revisi, you know, your son is taking ribbis. That means he's taking money from the loive to make sure there should be alvo. Omelohu, so Rapope told them, kol ki hai revisi nechel, such ribbis you're allowed to take. Ayosre teirel ribbis, abo mi loive le malvem. Here he's only taking the money out of Schar Amir. Zot Rashi, Ugni dekire chalois anitoches bekeilem ktanim agulim kagafis. Bikiroi tagrei shave. Zogte mishne weite. Shomin pore bechamer. Vachordovo shu oise boichel lemachze. That means a pore bechamer. So, a baal a pore can give to a makabel this pore. And will divide the revochim in half. And he doesn't pay him anything for schar amolei mezainai. And the reason is, because who's, shahu oise ba'ichel. It's oise ba'ichel. That means, the poren chamoyer du meloche, not talking about that they're going to split the revochim of the basar, of the gittel, of the bloodless, but they themselves are doing malache, and this malache, the mekabel, can take for himself. So, because of the malache he's gaining from them, he's being bishtabel, amole im ezoinai. So he's getting paid for it. Shomin pore, gedoilo, achamir godl, shiruyin le malache. Umalachtom kulo shel mekabel, and the mekabel will be able to derive benefit. The mechze lachlik shvach sheyesh bichu bedomim, they'll be worth more money. Ube vlodeis, and they'll divide the vlodeis. And the mele, and that's muta, because he's getting paid. It's oisavoich. Secondly, mokim shenogu lachlik es avlodeis miyad chilke. By an iske, if the miniga mokim is that they divide the vlodeis, and after the vlodeis are born, you see, we have to take into consideration a certain amount of time, it still has to be by the mekabel, that is, she need a psamumcha to take care of them. But after that, he can right away return the vlodeis to the nisen. Is mokim shenogu lachlik es avlodeis miyad chilke. Mokim shenogu legadel yagdilu. In other places, the minig was that the mekabel was megadel the vlodeis for free. If that's the minigamokim, so we assume that was yopmach yagdilu. Abshimin ben Gamliel oimer shomin egel im imoy besayech im imoy. Zot Rashi lachlik es ablodes miyad pshetovoy shas chalukos. In the morning, lael bedake shloishim begasa chamishimim. That's called shas chalukosam. And afterwards, they can. And afterwards, he gives them the blood. Shomim egelim imoy bein tzorch litein schar omol umozain leegel elo leim. So the mashos moira and the tzrashi it's a sfera rashi. That what you don't have to give is schar omol umozain la'ego. So that we had before, the svar Shimon Gamliel is that we had a beisarin, the mozain, bachlal da'ego doesn't need because it's yainik from the aim. And then the omol, so the glolim will reimburse the mekabo. But what does Rashi say? Elo leim? The aim zikha doesn't need schar omol umozain because that's the first Rashi. It's oisev oichel. So the Masha says, that's what Rashi means. The vlad, there's no shayla. Only because it's yainik from the mother and you have the glolim. The aim, okay, we had said before, the aim ain't a chanami. The aim lemaise, you don't have to pay for them because of the it's Aisabaich. Zok the Mishnah Vaita Umafris al Sodeyu Veinai Khoishish Mishum Ribis. This is Anudin First, let's see the Kaitshvat. Mafris al sodeyu, loshin poro verov. That means he makes the sode larger, more fruitful. Bigmore meforish keitzad, mafrin al sodeyu. Malinire mafris bezayim, loshin marchiv o magdo, makes the sode larger. Chemotzino benide lekehilu shem mafriz al midoiso. V'chein, no, I skipped a mamagdo kamei prozois teisha Yerushalayim will be larger, will spread out. Lekehilu shifriz al midoiso. V'chein yosad rabbeinu mishulam bepi yitchach meimidis mafriz. Al kaponim, it's a loshen that mafrin, mafriz, and we'll see exactly in the Gemara what this means. This will see a more of the Kechidish. Tonu Rabbonim. Mafris al sodeyu ve'einai choishes mishum ribis. Keitzak. Asoiche es asode mechaveiroi basoro kurim chitim lishon. A more of the Kechidish. A person went to the field and the agreement was, I'm going to pay you for schiris 10 kurim. Lend me 200 zuz. Vafarnesenu, and I'll fix up the field. Vani ele lecho shneim osa kurim leshone. And I'll pay you back 12 kurim. Muta. This is muta. Zot Rashi, ten li mosayim zuz, helvei li mosayim zuz. Vo'etziyem besode, and I'll be moiti them lesode, lezavel, v'lachreish, v'lezroya, v'likter. That means I'll improve you with the mosayim zuz, I'll improve the sode. V'afanesene kol tzolcha sholdova kori panose. V'ani ele, Bachkiru seho shneim osa kurim shalchitem loshone ve'achzer mo'isecha. Which is a moridik echidish. That means you lent me Mosayim Zuz. But this Mosayim Zuz, I'm gonna fix up the field. Now let's just understand what's happening over here. Now, this soicha wants a better field. The better the field, the more produce will grow for him. But he doesn't have money to be mashbir the field. So he goes over to the Bala Soda, lend me 200 zuz. Right? To 200 zuz, I'll be mashbir the field. So now I'll get more produce. Now I'll pay you back the 200 zuz. Okay, that's the peroin of the halvor. And I'll give you for the rental 2 more kur. Like this, I was paying yud kur for a year. I'm going to give you yud base kur. So shem shemai, this is Achman and Islam. L'chayre, it's ribbis. He's buying 200 zuz. He's going to pay a higher rental because of this. Ms. Mutter. Muta, ve'einzu ribis schar mois. This is not called ribis schar mois. Ela shechoyker mimenu soda mishubachas. This is, we have to look at it in a different light. That means, I made up with you that I'm paying you 10 kul for this soda. This was an inferior soda. I paid you 10 kul. I now took Mosayim Zuz from you and I invested it in the soda. Now this is a superior soda. For this soda, it's a bigger price. I mean, it's a more choshev soda. Sitrashi al shechoyker mimenu soda mishubachas. Umal loy bechakiris Sada Toive Umala Leibachakira. So you hike up the rental. Sada Toive Yaisa Misadara. Do you know how much he's paying him? Mosayim Zuz Ushnei Kurim Chitim. He's paying him Mosayim. The rental went up now. Mosayim Zuz Ushnei Kurim Chitim. That means like this. That we consider that really the 200 Zuz that he lent him, let's clear our throats when we say lend, really was pshat is that the owner of the field is investing in his field $200. And he's being mashbiach his field. The owner of the field is making it a better field. A much better field. And for now, so now I'm renting a better field. So the payment of the rental, since it's a better field, is 200 zuz plus tukur. That's, so the 200 zuz is a chelik of the rental. Not, we don't say that the 200 zuz is the payment of the chay. We don't look at it as a chay. We look at it as ki'ilu the bala sode invested these 200 zuz in the field and he was mashbir the field and therefore he can demand more schiris for such a field. That's L'Chayra HaRashi learns. That's how the Bach says Pshat and Rashi. It's very modern. I mean, if you would say Tenli Masayim Zuz Memele, Rashi says Halveini Masayim Zuz. I mean, that's a very unclear lotion. But Amir de Kechidish. It's Amir de Kechidish that he says Halveini, and this is Mutter. Yeah, that is only, but there's a lomdus al kaponim. The lomdus is, we look at it in a different light. We look at it that he is paying a higher rental, which is Masayim Zuz plus Tukur, for a Mushbach Dikisodim. But, Avul Ein Mafriz Loya Lachanus, That will make the same gradle by another case. Shimsocha mimenu chanus, he rented from him a store. Oy svine, fine. So he has a store now, but he has problems. He doesn't have schoire to sell. He has a ship, but he doesn't have schoire to deliver. Also, luvais a menu mois liknois peiris, velimka bechanus, so he can't borrow from him 200 zuz to buy peiris, to sell in the chanus, or parkematia lahoilech besmina, or he's gonna buy schoire to deliver in the smina, viyala loi al demais chirusoi. That means, till now, I rented a store from you, the store had bare walls, and I was paying $100 for rent. Now, you're going to lend me 200 zuz, and now I'm going to buy schoire, and now, so now the store is going to do business now. With bare walls, it's very difficult to do business. Now it's going to do business. So I'll pay you more rent for the store. Shame Shemayim. That's not the rental. The store didn't get any better. That means if the store got better and you're giving me a higher rental for the store, so that's good. So we can look at it in that way. But here, this, you're renting the store. That what business got better because he lent you money and you bought schoire, or that what you did, you were able to deliver schoire with the ship because he lent you money to buy parkimatia. Even the loy begufe de chanus asvina kamapik lulahaner zuzi lashpiacha chanus asvina. He's not using this money to better the store or the ship. Ain't taisves aschal, so the paying more rent bishvil chanus asvina. I'm not paying it because this is a better store, Elamishmias chamois. Here, Elamais pshat is he giving him money. That's for chamois. Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rav Baravue, Pomim Shem Afris Al Chanus Lotzo Bo Tzure Svina Lasis Bo Iskera Yom Chanus Lotzo Bo Tzoroso De Tzobo Bo Inchi Vava Agre Tvei Svina Lasis Is Lo Iskera Ye Kim De Shapir Iskera Ye Tvei Agre Tvei. So he says, but what'll be the din if he borrows money from him, and he, in the purpose of the borrowing is he's going to decorate the store. The store is going to look nicer. It's going to be, he's going to paint the store, put pictures on the walls, or he's going to go by the ship. He's going to get a purchase sales in order that the ship should go better. And because the store now has was redecorated, and the ship has better sales, so now it does better business. So that's, then I can pay you rent because this is a ship that is worth more money, which is and a chanus which brings more business. Then take you can be mafres. Let us see Rashi. Lots of boitzurish sheyaiti mois alolo. He's going to use this money. Lots of boitzurish sheteino. Mahakel rotzin lesoicha liknois velecho. Some people, this is a beautiful store. Some people go there. Shom askeraye viloin a sale or visha kli hasvine, or he'll invest with other kalim of the svine. Going tyrant, a mast of the ship. So if with the money he uses, he betters the ship, or he betters the store, so then you can take more rent for that, and it will be mut. We'll just start the next sugya. Svinte, Omar Rav, Agro u Pagro. Rav said, I can rent a ship, and I can get a rental for it, upagra, and if the ship breaks, I can the money from it. Now this is a shrek lechazach. Let us see, that means, so let's see what Rashi says. Svinte omar rav agra upagra. Muta lahaskira, I can rent a ship, amenas, she'im tishove, if it's going to break, yishalim oisa soicha, is to pay the full value of the ship. And if it doesn't break, he's paying schiris and he's achoy. Now, this sounds very much like what Rav was doing. Rav was Yena was chaya b'chayis, Rav Chama Yena was chaya b'chayis, and he was getting schiris also for it. It's like the Gemara, Omre le Rav Kahane, v'Rav Asi le Rav, this doesn't stim. Hi agro, loy pagro, hi pagro, loy agro. Zot Rashi, hi agro, loy pagro, kim in the neutral schar. If he's getting schiz, ain't really tvoya the meishviros, she's not chayba chayis. A soich isn't chayba onsen. Vei pagro, and if he's chayba onsen, lo yagro. Vei acher she shamo, bedomim, you should stop how much it's worth. Shim tishova, yesh lo domim, avele milvi gabei, aveschoro ribis. Dr. Gemore, shosik Rav, Rav didn't answer this question.